विष्णुपाद अष्टत्तर शतसी सीम भक्ति दैत माधव गोस्वामी महाराज द एब्सोल्यूट काउंटर पार्ट ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण एंड हिज ग्रेस इनकार्नेट आई प्रे फॉर हिज कॉजलेस मर्सी to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, His holy name, form, attributes and His transcendental real personal associates and bestow me exclusive devotion, one-pointed devotion to His lotus feet. I pay my innumerable prostrate obeisances to the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their costly, for their grace to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get exclusive one-pointed devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all were present here. Now, the grace of Sri Guru Gauranga, Sri Radha Nayanaji, we have got the opportunity to observe Purushottam Vrata at Calcutta Mott, under the feet of the deities installed by our Gurudev, Sri Guru Gauranga, Radha Nayana Naju. After a long time, I have got this opportunity to observe this bhav in Calcutta Mott. Purushottam Vrata, 1 month. After 32 months, we get one intercalary month, lunar month, to harmonize solar year with the calendar. The Karmakandis, the Smarthas, they think this is additional month and they do not prescribe any kind of holy ritualistic performance for this month. They think this is inauspicious. But it is the order of Supreme Lord Himself in Virad Naradiya Puran. Purushottam month is equal with to me. Don't spoil your time. In this month, if you think this month is inauspicious and we should not do any good works, virtuous works, then you will do vile words, bad or sinful acts. What will go with you? You would die by doing this. After death, you will have your birth according to the time you are thinking at the time of death. You, by thinking evil thoughts, you leave this body, you will go to this very abominable state. In the lower worlds, in the lower worlds or in the births of beasts and birds, etc. What benefit will we get? Whatever you will think at the time of death, you will get your birth accordingly. So you should not spoil any time. And this month you should use, the whole month, for the service of Supreme Lord. Not only whole month, by observing this whole month, Purushottam Vrat, we have to take this in the mind that I shall spend my whole life for the service of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. After this observance of Purushottam Vrat, we shall now wait for another 32 months. No, not that. That is not good. When you observe this, this purpose, you observe this after 32 months, this 1 month, for what purpose? So that you can continue it throughout your life, not throughout this life, and after death, wherever you shall do. Because Supreme Lord is eternal. Your real self is eternal. Relation with Supreme Lord and the real self is eternal. The devotion will go with you. It is not non-eternal. But that is... We should take the vow that after observing this vow, we shall not end it. We shall contribute for throughout the life, not this life, even wherever we shall go, we shall worship Krishna. Whatever vow you observe, you should take this sort of solemn place, and I shall do this. Like this. Now, you see, what is the difficulty? Brahma, we are going through the prayers of Brahma to Krishna. Brahma, who is the creator of all the living beings of this world, Brahmanda. He could not understand Krishna. Krishna was before him. And Krishna's personal associates are there, were there. The transcendental relation, Vrindavan was there, everything. But he thought, this person is an ordinary cowherd boy, poor person. He's tending the calves, and his friends are also poor. He could not recognize. When we try to recognize Lord, by our own endeavor, we shall see like this. When Nrisimha Bhagavan appeared from the pillar, not from any accepting any parent, mother and father, without accepting, wonderfully appeared from the pillar. Hiranyakashipu was a very in worldly sense elevated person. He performed immense penance. He got the boon from Brahma, almost immortal. And here we have enough knowledge. But he could not recognize by that knowledge. He wanted to know by his own endeavor. He saw, what he saw is a wonderful beast, half man, half lion. Let me kill this. He wanted to kill, he wanted to fight. But Prahlad was there, in the same place. Prahlad saw absolute good Supreme Lord at that place. He did not see the horrible figure. By the remembrance of Nrisimhadev, we can be rescued from this horrible worldly bondage. Worldly entertainment, this is horrible. Nrisimhadev can rescue us. He saw like that, with his spiritual, devotional eyes. When we submit to Supreme Lord, unconditionally, and will try to serve Him sincerely from the core of the heart, He is equal to all. He will grace Prahlad, He will grace Dhruva or Ambarish Maharaj, He will not grace others. This is not the fact. Actually, we do not want Krishna. From the core of the heart, we do not want. We want something else. God is residing in this heart. We cannot disturb Him. What we are thinking, He is seeing everything. Without His knowledge, we cannot think, we cannot do anything. He does not give value to the words, what you say, but the thought, what you are thinking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us in his Shikhashtak. We go through this during Kartik Vrata. This time we shall observe Kartik Vrata at Bhatinda, Punjab. They have got a big mosque there. They are insisting on my going there. All right, I shall get the chance of the devotees of Punjab there. I shall try to go there if Supreme Lord wills. Everything depends upon His desire. I have got the desire to go there. There is also, I cannot do it by my own will. That will should be satisfied by, fulfilled by Krishna. Krishna is, He is controlling everything. Karmanavadika sa maha phaleshu kadacha. We can do bad and good deeds, but the fruits are controlled by Supreme Lord. Fruit you cannot get by your own will. If He gives that fruit to me, then I shall go and get the opportunity of the devotees of North India there. Therefore, here you see, Brahma, by His own endeavor, who created this universe, of course by the imparted power of Supreme Lord, created this world. He has got this sort of ego, that I am the creator. With that ego, he tried to examine Krishna. First he rejected. Afterwards, when Krishna killed Aghasura, a great demon, powerful demon, then Brahma thought, how a small coward boy could kill such a big, powerful demon. Let me examine. Then he lifted, as you know, I do not want to go the whole history. All the coward boys and cubs, and kept them in the cave of the Sumeru mountain for 1 year. After that, when he came, he saw the same. You know the history. When he simultaneously saw the same coward boys are here moving in Vrindavan with Krishna, and others are sleeping there. Then he was infatuated, enchanted, bewildered. Oh, I am infatuating the whole world, and I have been infatuated. He must be my master. Then he took absolute shelter. Whether we have taken absolute shelter or not, what is the proof? By the fruit you can understand. I make a prostrate obeisance to Supreme Lord outside. On the ground, to Krishna, to Gauranga, to Radha Krishna and others, Gurudev, Vaishnava. But not from the core of the heart. Then you will not get actual fruit. By the fruit you can understand whether you have taken shelter or not. He took absolute shelter from the core of the heart. He cannot be infatuated. We say our parampara, perceptual channel is coming from Krishna, Brahma, etc. But this is not written by Vedavyas Muni in Bhagavat. Why? He doesn't know. The Brahma cannot be infatuated. We know more than him. Intentionally he does not mention. Because the gravity of the subject will be lost. We have to take the teachings from this. We know Arjuna cannot be infatuated. Through Arjuna is friendly connected with Krishna. But through him, Krishna is giving the teaching. That we have to give importance. From Brahma we have to take that teachings. Everybody knows this. But knowing fully what the Arjuna says, it is not mentioned in Bhagavad. And we mention it without thinking. There are some ordinary people, novice, neophytes, they misunderstand. We have to take the teachings. That is important. Brahma took absolute shelter. And Krishna immediately, he got the grace of Krishna. Immediately. And he saw that cowherd boy, he is the cause of all causes. He is the cause of inbred opulences. He is the cause, he is the sweetest, holiest, highest form of God. Lord of all lords. No bidya prabhushi tori dhamvarayo, bidya vasupadi kuchalasan mukhayo. Varna se kapala vetra vishana venu, lakpani midibode kushupanko jai. You have already heard about this. He saw him. After that, again, when Brahma fainted, I see, and again what he did, he showed all the cowherd boys and cubs are all four-armed Narayan. Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Dhari, Conchel, Beast, and Mace, and Lotus. Thousands. He was astonished. Oh, all these cubs. These cowherd boys, they are my object of worship, Vasudev. Recognize his object of worship. And he fell down and was weeping. Again Krishna showed, there are no cowherd boys, no calves, only Krishna was standing with left hand palm, yogurt and rice mixed. With the left hand palm, standing, Krishna is eating by standing. This is not the Vedic instruction. First, Brahma rejected Krishna. He did not know the teaching of the Vedas. But he saw it in the left hand palm, yogurt and rice mixed, and cane and horn under the left hand armpit, and flute inserted inside the waist, standing. And infinite Vasudeva Murtis are coming. Not only one or thousand, infinite. Oh, he is the cause of all for this. I committed a great offense by lifting the covered by when they have started eating the favorite associates of my most revered objective worship. And I have lifted them, taken away. I have committed a great offense. Whether Krishna will forgive me? He was repenting. In that way he was submitting his prayer. We are holding discourses here. Now in the Sankirtan Bhavan, ground floor. But it is the desire of Supreme Lord that I should speak something with broken English to you. I have got no good hold over English. Sometimes I do not find words to express. And my pronunciation is like Indian pronunciation. It is difficult for you to understand. Yet it is the desire of Supreme Lord that I should speak. But that is for my own benefit. And here, Brahma is infatuated, even Narada was infatuated. Our preceptual child, we remember Narada after Brahma. When Narada is in Brahma Bhaita Puran, you will find the history. I do not want to say in detail. But Narada insisted, and Narada prayed, ask Krishna, by your external potency, with primal qualities of Sattva Tamagun, the whole worldly people, these people of the universe, they are deluded. They are enveloped by insular energy, and they are getting immense suffering, birth, death, and threefold afflictions they are passing through. 84 lakhs of births, 80 lakhs, after that 4 lakhs human births. I want to feel that. What sort of suffering these, all these living beings are getting? I want to experience it. So please, kindly please, fulfill my desire. And what? Krishna said, you are distributing Harinam, you are doing Harinam, Krishnanam, you are rescuing the whole enslaved jivas, conditioned souls of the world. What is the use of seeing Maya? What benefit will you get it? No. I want to feel it. What sort of suffering they are getting? I am not your devotee. I cannot demand that I am a devotee. If there be, you fulfill the desire of the devotee. If there be an iota of devotion in me, kindly fulfill my desire. He is insisting. His doggedness, he is expressing doggedness. Please show me this Maya. You want to see it, all right? The ones Krishna with Narada and other some other persons were moving in Shetadvip, and after talking, Krishna overwhelmed all these persons, and they became Brahman. Narada had no that. Bina Jantra, you know, heptacord. That is not there in his hand. And Krishna has got no fluid. All became Brahman. Nobody could recognize that Narada is here and Krishna is here. all became Brahman. Ordinary Brahman. Nothing is impossible for Krishna. Everything he can do. And they are moving. Others are thinking some Brahmans are going. Nobody could know the Krishna was going in Narada's way. And ultimately, they became the guest of one Vaishya. Vaishya means their Varna. Varna means caste. There is caste. In that Vaishya Varna, they are earning money. They are helping the country with money. And in that Vaishya house is there. I shall try to minimize this. There also, Krishna, after being served by that Vaishya Virbhadra, blessed that you will get everything, all wealth, everything you will get. There will be no want in your house. In this way, he had been to a Brahmin also. And after that, when Krishna saw that Narad was very particular, although he was in the Brahmin body, but he was very careful. How Krishna could show his bewildering, the deluding potency to me, I shall see. And Krishna thought, what can I do? But a devotee, it is very difficult to show Maya to a devotee, pure devotee. Then what he did? He came to the world from Chaturdip world. Everything is within him. If he desire, he can annihilate, destroy infinite Brahmandas. If he desires, he can create in a moment and do. He is absolute, omnipotent. Nothing is impossible for him. Nothing is impossible. When Krishna could dance between two gopis of millions and millions of gopis, Krishna, he could not remain in all the Brahmandas. Is it the conception of Supreme Lord? Supreme is omnipotent, all power. Whatever is there, he can do. Nothing is impossible for him. He went to the world, and there, ultimately, Narada wanted to take ablution in one, we say, sarovar, a sacred word. You say lake, a very beautiful lake made by Vishwamitra. Vishwakarma, the heavenly architect. Very beautiful. And he was attracted, he wanted to take a dip there. Krishna, I am waiting, you go. And he took a dip there, and Krishna disappeared. All the Brahman disappeared. And he appeared from that lake became an ocean. And from that he came out a very beautiful girl. Narad became a very beautiful girl in the sea. And from there he was a king came, Taladdal Maharaj came with his army, etc. He was asking to rescue him, from rescue her. Now, Krishna's Maya enveloped Narada. So long he had belief in Krishna. Krishna is the only rescuer. Now he wanted to be rescued by a king. He forgot Krishna. Whenever you shall forget Krishna, then Maya will come. Initially energy will come, automatically. And he was rescued, but taken by the king to his own kingdom and became a queen. And he got all the wealth there. And after that, after 10 years, he got 50 children, very beautiful children. And he was engaged for looking after those children, engaged fully. And in that, the king had got that temple for Radha Krishna temple in Adulji. And the Radha Krishna temple priests and all the servitors, they came to the queen. Now, the holy birth advent anniversary of Krishna will be celebrated, you should come. Now I have got no time. I have got so much duty to do. 50 children. You want something, take something, go. Narad, he had got no time to participate in the advent anniversary, birthday anniversary of Krishna. In the form of queen, he said, no, I can't. After that, when they became grown up, they became small kings under the Taradhas Maharaj. And their marriage, all are married, very pompously. After marriage, when daughter-in-laws, they came, then trouble started. And the parents, the king and queen, they were disturbed. And afterwards, they all were killed by mutual fighting. And queen was grief-stricken, tremendously grief-stricken. Could not take food because of this. And became lean and thin, always weeping. At that time, Krishna came there as Brahmin. They thought the Brahmin came, they made obeisance. We are all right, okay? No. Everything we have lost. What? Our 50 children were killed. God is not gracious to us. God is not gracious. Then he tried to pacify them. You see, 50 children, by the desire of Supreme Lord, you have got the birth. You have not got the children. Children came by the desire of Supreme Lord. And when Supreme Lord wants them back, then that is the fighting is the only an instrument. By fighting, by disease, your death is inevitable. Jatashi dhruvam vrittu dhruvam dhruvam vitashrasa tasvapadhyar janattam sradhidvanas. That which is born will die. It is inevitable. That which is produced will be destroyed. Why you are mourning in this way? But yet mourning. Then Krishna said, all your sons will get good, they will be satisfied, they will have good for you will not get them back. They have been burned, they have died and they have been burned in Sanatana Dharma, they are burned in the funeral, cremation ground. There is the system there. But that is. So you will not get them back. Why you are mourning? I shall make arrangements. You shall do whatever you do, you are Brahmin, do. But I want to die. I do not want to get to go there and take a dip in the lake. She took a dip and came out as Narad and saw Krishna before. Was very much perplexed. What is this? What you have seen? What I saw? What you see? I cannot say it. Why not? It is beneath my dignity. My body is changed. I became a girl. Some king took me. I became a queen and a wife. So many children, and there afterwards they grown up, and they're after marriage they're fighting and each other, and afterwards they're killed, and I was weeping. What I saw, this is my Maya. You want to see this? No, 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 no. I never want to see this. Because whenever he remembers Krishna, Maya immediately goes. When he forgets Krishna, he depends on these worldly things. Anything more to say? Question?
Okay. Yes. Now, devotees, we have some questions from received by email through from Trilokanath Prabhuji from London, from Brighton, sorry. His first question is, what is the meaning of the mantra that we should chant during Purushottam month, the Govardhan Dharam mantra? Gurudev will give his divine answer, please. Govardhan Dharam mantra. Question boldly, my answer. What is the meaning of the mantra, Govardhan Dharam mantra?
Govardhana Brahma. Oh, this is the third question.
First question.
Meaning is identical with Krishna mantra. Govardhana Dharam Bande Gopalam Gopurupini. Govardhana Bande, Govardhan and Krishna identical. Govardhan and Krishna's personal associates are identical. Govardhan in one sense, Krishna himself. In another sense, Govardhan is the best of the servitors of Krishna. Pridasa Bhajya, Govardhan. And Govardhan is Gopal by taking the form of Gopal. He lifted Govardhan. And Govardhanadharam Gopalam, Bande Gopalam, Goparupinam. Goparupinam is the cowherd, is the milkman cowherd. Krishna is cowherd. Goparupinam. He is the object of our worship. Sambandha, first you have to have to sambandha. Who is the object of our worship? Krishna, who has lifted Govardhan. And Govardhan Bande Gopalam, Goparupinam. His form is like milkman, gop, in the bull magbar or cowherd. And Gokula Uttam Isharam. Gokul means the all the cows there. All the cows, cow shed is called Goshtha, is called Gokul. Cows there, you have to understand the ontological background of the cows in Brajavandal. They are not ordinary cows. They are personal associates of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Even prominent sages, they have become cows to serve Krishna in Brajadham. They are not ordinary cows. And those cows, he gives joy to those cows, mirth to that, to those cows and cowherd boys. Gopala is Ishanam, Ishanam means Ishar. All the, he is the object of worship of all the cowherd boys, cows there. Ishanam. For that reason, we have got relation with him in the form of cowherd. And the associates are cowherd boys. And also cows and calves. And after that, Govindam is Abhidya, Sambandha Abhidya Prayajan. Sambandha is a relation. Relation, what relation we have got with Krishna? Krishna is Supreme Lord. We are the part of the potency of Supreme Lord. We are eternally connected. We are eternal servant of Krishna. We may have several delightful relations with Krishna. All delightful relations with Krishna with Krishna actually exist. When we become averse to Krishna, we get all these non-eternal relations in this world. Ultimately, we shall have separation and we shall be grief-stricken, seriously. But there, everything is eternal. Everything is eternal. But there also, Maya is there. There is called Jogomaya. Jogomaya. Yogama is internal potency. Internal potency is Yogama. By the grace of Yogana, Yogamaya, Krishna, it is said by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Krishna is performing all Leela, Rashila, etc. Vrindavanda. There you will find Krishna forgets himself. Krishna is Supreme Lord, he forgets. By Yogamaya. He thinks I am an ordinary. And Radhika also forgets. Radhika is weeping for separation grief from Krishna. Krishna is weeping for his father. And gopis are weeping. And afterwards again they come in contact. There, the contact of Krishna gives them waves of ananda, happiness which you cannot imagine. Brahmananda is nothing. Brahmananda is nothing even to worship of Narayan. The flowers and all these things which is offered at the lotus feet of Narayan, Chatushan have got the scent of that. By that, they have given up Brahmananda and started worshipping Narayan. Narayan is attracted by Krishna. He is the most beautiful and sweet. So as much attachment you shall have with Krishna, so much you shall be benefited. There, by Yogamaya, all these things are happening only to have mixing with Krishna more and more. The Yogamaya. Yogamaya, we want to be released from Mahamaya, but we do not want to be released from Yogamaya. Yogamaya will take us and give the service. And there all the bodies are not like this. There are no diseases. There may be some show of disease, but actually there are no diseases. No drawbacks of these bodies. The spiritual body, is there. If there is no form in the cause, there cannot be any form in the effect. If the ultimate reality is nirvishesh, nirakar, there is no form, formless, without any potency, then there cannot be form in this world. Sambandha prayojan. Prayojan means sambandha abhidya. Abhidya is Govinda. All the sense organs we have to engage in the service of. Gang bindati iti Govinda. Govinda gives satisfaction to the cows. Gang bindati gives satisfaction to Govinda, to all the gopes, covered by it. Give ananda, pleasure. And also enhance vidya. There are various meaning of the gang bindati. Principal meaning is that he is giving joy to all. So we have to engage our sense and sense organs, the spiritual sense organs. When in relation to Krishna, it will be spiritual. When we, with the material ego, we use the sense organ for enjoy, that is material sense organ, then we are attached to the material, non-eternal relation. Ultimately, frustration comes. There, every time you will get ananda. In separation grief, in relation, ananda. Because Krishna is ananda personified. Rasovaisha. All kinds of delightful relation you will find in Nandanandan Krishna. Attachment to Nandanandan Krishna is the object, end of life. Need, necessity of the life. Prayer.
Now, the next question that we have from Trilokanath Prabhuji is that there is a Brahma in every universe. Does his pastime with Krishna, the calves and the cowherd boys, occur in each universe?
Already I have said it. He can do with infinite Brahmandas. If you say when you have accepted Krishna as Sarvashaktivan, omnipotent, and then he cannot put any condition. He cannot do this, he can do this, he cannot do this. He can do this. Infinite Brahmandas, same. As he manifests himself in millions and millions of gopis to fulfill their desire and dancing. If it is possible, he can do this lila in infinite Brahmandas. Where is the doubt?
Next question is, how can we understand Purushottama as a month, as Purushottama month as a person? I repeat, how can we understand Purushottama month as a person?
Yes. You see, this is the Vedic instruction. Whenever we say any Vedic instruction, Western people, they say myth. Mythology. Don't be so quick to take a decision. We see the sun. Sun cannot move if there is no sun god behind it. And a material thing cannot do anything. And my body cannot move if consciousness leaves this body. If there are no conscious beings in this hall, his hall will collapse after some years. Wind god is moving. Wind god is there at the back of wind. We see material, but there is wind god. And there is also sea god, Neptune, you believe in it. Yes, everywhere there is, this world is seem to be material, but there is Prithivi Devi, Samudra, there is God, he came to submit his prayer to Ramchandra. Month is also take this, Purushottama month. Take the form, the Ganges, you see it's water, but the presiding deity is the Ganges. You are worshipping the Ganges, presiding deity. In this way, this Purushottama month is equal to Krishna. Equal to Krishna. Purushottama month. When he has said this Purushottama month is equal to Krishna, then you have to accept him immediately. And if you observe this, then you will get Krishna prem easily. Or you can release yourself from the offense and not only from sins, from all offenses. You do it sincerely from the heart. And with that form, when Adhimas, intercalary month, went to Krishna, a material thing, person cannot go and speak. That material personality is not attribute to a matter. He must be a, or she must be a person. And with the person, he went there with Narad to Krishna. And Krishna said, you are wicked. We may not understand by our material sense, organ, intellect, etc. It is finite, it is nothing. If Krishna takes away the consciousness from this, can you do speak anything? You will find our most revered Parampuja Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I don't believe God. We are given the power to say, I don't believe God. If God takes away, can we speak, I don't believe God? Where your power will go? Like that.
Now the second last question is, what is Lord Brahma's relationship, that is rasa, with Krishna? I believe that the worship of Radha Krishna was introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
In our precedential channel, there are four sampradayas in the scripture in Padma Purana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have his own sampradaya, but he gave respect to the scriptural injunction. He accepted Brahma Madhya Gauriya sampradaya. But his teaching started from Madhavendrapuri, actual teaching. In this very Kali Yuga, not in every Kali Yuga. In this very Kali Yuga, in one day of Brahma, Nandanandan Krishna once appears in 28th Chaturyuga, in Dwapar Yuga. And after that, Nandanandan Krishna did not give that sweet prem to all, distribute that. But after that in Kali Yuga, we are born. Now the Nandanandan Krishna, taking the form and complexion of Radharani, appeared at Gauranga Mahaprabhu to distribute that prem, concept of love, Gopi prem to all, irrespective of caste. It is our fortune. Brahma, he has got the relation master and servant. That is prominent. But by his grace, the Vasushrestha and Dhara, both, they performed worship tremendously. And by the grace of Brahma, they became Nanda Maharaj and Jatala Devi. And Krishna appeared. Although he saw Krishna as predominantly as master and servant. But by his grace, by his boon, they got it. In their previous birth, they are Dhara and Drona, Vasushrestha. How? By the grace of Ramchandra, he was making the pastimes of the ethical principle. By the grace of Ramchandra, all the Muni Rishis of Dandakaranya, they got Krishna as their, as gopis get Krishna with Parakya Rosh, Shrestha, Gopi Prem. They got it. But in Ramchandra only I shall take one wife. I cannot have many. So if you want to get me, when I should be born in Vrindavan, then you should be born in the gopis. And then you will get it. Durvasa Rishi gave blessing to Radharani. Radharani is the complete internal potential of Krishna. And Durvasa is giving blessing. If anybody takes the food prepared by Radharani, then his span of life will be increased. For increasing the span of life of Gopal, Jashoda Devi always requested Radharani to come to his, to her house to cook. Durvasa Rishi, how he will understand this? By the desire of Supreme Lord, this is the kind of leela. To increase happiness, increase joy in the pastimes, mirth pastimes, delightfulness for that reason.
Now, for the last question, I would say it is a very important question for all of us, and I would like to submit to Gurudev that it is also a question on my from my side also. The question is, I am puffed up with vanity, and I haven't done anything that is important. I think I am important, but nobody else thinks I am. How can I become humble? How can I become humble?
You see, you remember the teachings of, I heard it from our most revered Gurudev. Our Gurudev was well connected with our Shiksha Guru Parampuja Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. And they used to go to preaching in several places. Now, in one place, at that time, they had been to Madras. And Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj was made president. And another was made guest in chief, Dr. Nagaraj Sharma. And Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, when they, all the devotees there, they prayed to him to take the chair as president, then he expressed his humbleness. I have got no capacity to do this. As you have ordered me, I am to take, carry out the order of you, of the Vaishnavas. In this way, he expressed his humbleness for some time. And after that, our Nagaraj Sharma, he started speaking. In his speech, he attacked Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. By this humbleness, we cannot get enhancement. We cannot do anything. We cannot do. We shall go to hell all this way. He, by attacking Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, he spoke. Ultimately, when Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj gave his presidential address, there he said, who will have the humbleness when he will see superior things? A man who has got 1,000 pounds, if he sees a man who has got 1,000,000 pounds, will he be humble to him? He will be humble to me automatically. I have got 1,000, get 1,000,000. But if he sees a person only 100, by externally he may show, I am nothing yet. But inwardly I have got 10 times more. When we see inferior things, we think we are superior. When we see superior, then we become humble. Highest object of worship is Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his absolute counterpart. When you come in contact with him, always you shall have humbleness. So all the devotees, they are always submitting prayer and they are expressing their humbleness. Why? Even Kaviraj Goswami. Purishar kirit hoite muishe logishtra jagai madai hoite muishe papishtra chaitar chandra. I am inferior than thee. Worm in the fishes or stool. Inferior than thee. Who has written the holy life and precepts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he has got contact with Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he has got the grace of Nityananda and contact with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So humbleness automatically can. Purushar Kirti is a Muisha Logista. Jagai Madhai is a Muisha Babista. I am more sinner than Jagai Madhai. More nam Jai Lai Tar Papai. Those persons who utter my name, they commit sin. Monav Jaitar Pav Hai, Monav Jaitar Punnak Hai. Those persons who hear my name, their virtues will be finished. Amar Ghinnavara Keva Daya Karyak Niktandamu Jagadashanka. In this way, their humbleness will come when we will see the superior person before you. And when your vision will be that, you know more than another person, so inferior to me, then humbleness cannot come. Automatically, all the devotees, automatically they have got humbleness. The highest devotee, they see everything. All these thabar jangam, they are all mobile and immobile, all the things. But they are seeing all are connected, all are serving. Directly or indirectly, they are serving. They have got that sort of darshan, vision, good darshan. So they think, I am doing nothing, and everybody is serving, directly or indirectly. They are the highest Vaishnava. He is giving respect to all. In Madhyam Bhagavad, Ishwara Tata Dineshu Parishu Deshushu Jak, Premavati Kripa Paksha Jak Paradisham Madhyam. In Madhyam Bhagavad, they preach. But the highest darshan is Shuddha Bhakti. they see the all are directly and indirectly. Hiranyakashipu also is increasing the glory of Prahlad in other way. And Nrisimhadev. They see like that. They say, I am insignificant. I am not doing anything. And everybody is sad. And deviation from that stage, the middle of the Baddha Bhagavad and the next Kanishta Bhagavad. Archaya Vaharaya Pujam Jashodhyayate. Bhakti Jandishan Swabhakta Prakitis. He has got one qualification. The Supreme Lord is one. He is serving Supreme Lord. But has got no actual knowledge of God. Conception of God is wrong. The God cannot be without devotees. He did not serve devotees. He got to appreciate to serve devotees or to serve any demigods. He is serving Supreme God. By serving Supreme God, God with great respect, he said. That quality is there. But that is incomplete. Prakrita. He has not transcended this mundane domain. Next, they see Krishna, the worshipped and the worshipper. There is actual. And they can serve. Madhyam Bhagavat can serve Vaishnava. When they see the Vaishnavas are there. Objectively. And their behavior is the four kinds of behavior. They have got love for Krishna, Supreme Lord, object of worship. And they serve the devotees. And they grace those persons who are very sincere, but are ignorant. But those who are hostile, they avoid to associate with them. Uttam Bhagavat, Param Shrestha Bhagavat, by the pastimes of Madhyam Bhagavat, they preach. They can preach. But Uttam Bhagavat, in their own position, in their own holy position, they see everything is well connected with Supreme Lord. They cannot teach others. Gaur Hari Vau.